State University, Youngstown, Ohio. This is WYSU-FM in Youngstown, Ohio, beginning its day of broadcasting activity. WYSU-FM is owned and operated by Youngstown State University, with studios located in the Arts and Sciences Office Building on the campus of the university. WYSU-FM operates on an assigned carrier frequency of 88.5 megahertz. With 22,000 watts of circularly polarized power. Speaking on behalf of the university and its Board of Trustees, here is Dr. William Cofield, Vice President for Academic Affairs.
It is with great personal pleasure and institutional pride that I take part in this initial broadcast of WYSU-FM. On behalf of the entire university, the Board of Trustees, and President Pugsley, I emphasize this feeling of pride. We believe this to be another important milestone in the development of the university. This institution has two broad goals, instruction and public service. This radio station will be the voice that speaks of both these goals. WYSU is the second most powerful educational outlet in Ohio, and will cover a radius of 55 miles. The station will reach some 600,000 homes in northeastern Ohio and western Pennsylvania, bringing to these homes carefully selected educational programs with specific attention to classical music. As Youngstown State University inaugurates its radio service, we do so in full knowledge that the addition of radio broadcasting is another effort in our fulfillment of a responsibility to continually contribute to the educational and cultural environment of this community.
Speaking on behalf of Youngstown State University, here's Dr. John J. Kaufelt, Vice President for Administrative Affairs.
With the advent of station WYSU, hundreds of thousands of people in northeastern Ohio and western Pennsylvania will have an opportunity to enjoy all forms of good music through the magic of the university's new broadcast service. The primary purpose of WYSU radio will be to serve the cultural and educational interests of the area by providing an alternative listening service which emphasizes serious music and intellectually stimulating public affairs programming. The station will also serve as an educational laboratory for those instructional departments of the university whose programs will be enriched and broadened through the use of the station's facilities and its personnel. Today marks but another step forward for Youngstown State University as it endeavors to fulfill its responsibility to continually contribute to the educational and cultural environment of the greater Youngstown area. Happy listening.
This is Donald Elser speaking as chairman of the Faculty and Student Advisory Committee for Radio Broadcasting. On behalf of myself and the committee, we would like to give the staff of WISU our best wishes. It is our hope that WISU will provide many fine hours of cultural and educational listening to the students, faculty, and friends of Youngstown State University.
WISU Stereo FM begins its stereo broadcasting with Thus Spoke Zarathustra of Richard Strauss, performed by the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra under the direction of Zubin Mehta.